Welcome, everyone. We are really glad that you are here with us, hanging out. Thanks for being here today.
And we're going to start out by interpreting a dream. We have Martin here with a dream. How you doing, Martin?
Good. How you doing?
Okay. So this dream had it on April 3rd. I was in a casino at a blackjack table, and the Joker, you know, from Joker the Batman, the Joker was the dealer at this blackjack table, and he tried to use some kind of sleight of hand or something to deal me the wrong card, and was hoping I wouldn't notice, but I noticed. And what happened is my hand, I won $33,200 like that. And so he gave me these little tokens, these little figurines, and told me to go to the owner of the casino. And I said, oh, cool. So I went over to the owner. I stepped into this massive, it was blue. The room was kind of blue-silver. And I remember there was a window. I was looking out over this massive landscape. And I told him, hey, I have these trinkets here. I was told to come to you, and said, oh, okay, excellent. I'll be right back. So he went up the staircase, and he did drop something off. And then I went with him to cash in. And so we went to the lady who was going to cash me out, and she looked at these, I handed her these trinkets, and she looked at the owner of the casino and said, oh, this never happens. And then the owner said, I know, right, exactly. And so then she started to count out bills, $100 bills, and that was
the
dream.
That's in the dream. Okay, yes. Cool. Pretty good dream.
Yeah.
It's about you.
Yes.
So what would you title that dream?
Winning.
Winning. That came to mind. Winning. Okay, that's a good title. Were there any colors or emotions that you remember?
I was surprised.
Surprised at what?
Well, one, that I won that much in that little time.
Mm-hmm.
But also, when I went to the owner of the casino, it was like I was stepping into another, because it was a completely different feel from the rest of the casino.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was stepping into this massive, the owner of the casino, his room, his place where he was like this massive futuristic. It was almost like stepping into another dimension.
And the casino was not like that.
It wasn't like that.
Oh, it was blue and silver. Oh, see, any other colors? That's important, colors.
Blue and silver. I saw a massive window into, it was a massive landscape outside I could see for miles.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the details that I remember.
So you talked about the colors, the title, and how did you feel in the dream?
I was like, I didn't see it coming, but I was like, okay, sure, cool, we take those.
Okay, and how did you feel about the Joker?
The Joker, I wasn't intimidated by him. I was like, I know what I'm doing. I'm not worried about this. And I could see through his little schemes, little.
But was he kind of creepy though? He was the creepy Joker.
The creepy Joker. Yeah. The creepy looking.
So you recognized he's kind of creepy.
Yeah, but I wasn't intimidated.
Okay, so let me tell the dream back to you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you are in a casino, and it's just a regular casino. Like worldly casino.
Yeah, sure.
And your dealer is the Joker. Are you playing blackjack?
Blackjack, yes.
Okay, so your dealer is the Joker, mm-hmm. and he deals you this hand, and then you play it, and you win $33,200.
Yes.
So 33,200.
Yes.
Okay, and you want to cash in, and the mm-hmm. Joker says, here, you need to take these two little figurines,
mm-hmm.
and you need to go take this in and get it cashed in.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you go to see the owner,
mm-hmm.
and the casino owner,
yeah.
and you have to go up some stairs, so it's another level, mm-hmm. and when you get there, it's real futuristic, silver and blue, and
with
big windows, and feels really cool up there.
Yeah.
What did it feel like in the casino?
I don't remember having a specific feel
okay.
in the casino.
Felt better. You
yeah,
noticed
there
a better
I was
feel.
Like, I knew something was different. The whole environment
a good different?
Was different. Yes.
A good different. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then he takes, you said you want to cash in these little things. These
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he takes you to another higher level
mm-hmm.
and,
mm-hmm.
or another
well,
place?
He went up to a higher level and did something. I'm not sure what he did, but he did something, then came back down.
Okay. And there's a woman there.
Yeah. We went to cash it when we went to cash it in.
Was that the higher level or
not at the higher level?
Okay, so you went to cash it in with the owner, and this woman who's actually doing the paying the money says, "Wow, this never happens." And he says, "Yeah, I know." And then started paying you the money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to take a stab at
no.
it? No. Well, it is a very good dream, and it is about you. And what the Lord's talking to you about is you're in some worldly stuff, and I know that you're in kind of Hollywoody stuff, so that would be the casino. I mean, it's a real risky place that you are walking out and doing mm-hmm. some things in life, and the enemy, your spiritual enemy, the liar, the thief.
That's right.
He can't stop you. He has to play by the Lord's rules, and you're still going to have a lot of favor. Mm-hmm. So 33,200 numbers mean a lot. Three is the number of God. So double of God's blessings, and two is the double. So you get two threes and you get the two in there. So it's like, that's really good stuff. So mm-hmm. lots of favor, yeah. lots of blessing, lots of provision is going to be provided to you, mm-hmm. but you aren't going to get it the way you expect it. And so these figurines represent provision, but they really aren't the provision yet. So you are getting the provision. The enemy can't stop the blessing that's coming to you.
Yeah.
Even though he'd like to. He would have liked to rip you off.
Yeah.
Because he steals, kills, destroys. That's what he wants to do. MLM. But you have to take this all to the Lord if you're going to get the favor that you're really, in the provision that you are really entitled to. The Lord, Jesus paid for you to have abundance. Mm-hmm. The enemy is not going to give you the abundance, and he can't stop it from coming, but you'll have to go to the Lord, the Father,
yes.
to get that. And when you go to a higher level in the spirit, it's a whole different feel. Blue is the color of revelation. Silver is righteousness. So white righteousness and revelation and being able to see prophetically, mm-hmm. that's all what was going on when you're hanging out with the Father. Okay. And I think the Holy Spirit is the woman that said, this hardly ever happens, and you're going to get the provision. So mm-hmm. really, in a nutshell, with that dream, it's a good dream. It's about you, and it's saying that, yeah, you are surrounded. You're walking out in a worldly place, mm-hmm. and the enemy he wants to rip you off, but he can't. But the provision, the favor, is not going to come in the way you expect it. Mm-hmm. But in order to get what you are entitled to from the Lord,
yeah.
you need to go up to a higher level with him, and you'll get the blessing. You'll get
yes,
okay. the provision. Wow. Anything else you're seeing, Yvette?
So when you talk, so this is helpful. It's always helpful to me to hear you do an interpretation because I really learn from hearing it. But also the part that says this almost never happens. It's like unexpected favor, I would say. That's what I would add to it.
So. A very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
A natural, supernatural favor. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. So that's cool.
Thank you.
You want to pray a blessing for him?
Sure. So we just thank God for unexpected favor and mm-hmm. that you are able to navigate the enemy's schemes with ease, and that you're going to higher levels and you're going to be blessed.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. I received that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Martin, tell us about the role that dreams play in your life.
I've been a dreamer for a while. And 2018 is when I'd been having dreams for a while, but I said, I'm just going to start writing these down. And so I did, and I noticed certain trends and certain seasons. I'd have dreams about a specific, I'm coming out of this season of preparation or season of study to go to move to the next one. I've had a lot of recurring dreams. One in particular is like a math class, right?
Yeah.
Whenever I'm getting ready for a math class in particular that I hadn't studied for, or that it was coming up very soon and that I hadn't studied for, that's a recurring dream. I know there's something I need to.
And those recurring dreams are, the Lord's really trying to get your attention, put an exclamation point behind something. So when he gives a recurring dream to us, it's like, come on, pay attention to what I'm saying to you here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's important. Those recurring dreams are very important.
Super important.
Yeah.
And so they've given me a lot of direction in the past. They still are.
Yeah.
But they played a massive role in my life.
Well, we're gonna keep track of you because something big's gonna come your way. I don't know. This is good.
Amen.
This is good.
Keep you around.
Oh, well, thank you for letting us interpret your dream.
Yes, I'm glad. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.